Maryland's News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Got a fun idea to do as we progress through the summer of 2013. Go to USA Today's 10best.com and you can vote on various items there. And when I say various items, things like the best iconic American food, things like the best hotel bar. And the reason we bring this up is because Baltimore and Maryland has a couple of dogs in some of these shows. And joining us is Travis Seward. He's the vice president of content for USA Today's 10best.com. Travis, thanks for joining us today.
Excited to be able to announce that Maryland won number two in our Reader's Choice contest on Great American Food.
And that was number two being the Maryland crab. Imagine that.
Nothing quite like that, you know, sweet Maryland crab. When you go to the restaurant and you get that butcher paper and the big bucket of crabs and you dig in, get a little messy. You know, it's a great food, that's for sure.
Everyone around here who's hearing this can certainly relate to this. I mean, on any given day throughout the summer, particularly on the weekends, friends, family get together, you roll out the newspaper, get the hammer and the mallets out. And if you don't want to go out to a restaurant, I'm sure on any given corner you can find a truck full of sometimes Maryland crabs. Many times the crabs come from the Gulf Coast, but either way, they're good hot steamed crabs in the summer.
Absolutely. There's nothing quite like it.
Baltimore came in second for the Maryland crabs. What was the top food, the top iconic American food, by the way?
The number one food in our contest was the Albuquerque green chili sauce. You know, in Albuquerque, they serve green chili sauce on just about anything from hamburgers to enchiladas. And it's definitely unique to its region as well. In addition, you know, we had nominees. Our experts pulled together 20 nominees for the readers to vote on. And we had everything from key lime pie to Memphis pulled pork and Charleston, South Carolina shrimp and grits. The contest was pretty tight. There was a lot of activity, especially near the end of the race. And it was really fun because we were able to see various mayors, governors, and even a U.S. senator tweet out to their followers, you know, come vote for our food, because everybody's proud of their heritage, and food's an essential part of travel and an essential part of experiencing a city's culture.
Well, Travis, being born and raised in Baltimore, I'm certainly proud of the Maryland crab and the fact that we took the number two slot there. Now, there are ongoing items that you can vote for. For instance, like the best airport food. Do we have a dog in that race?
Absolutely. By coincidence, we have independent panels of experts who create these nominees. And for the best airport food, O'Brickey's, which actually even serves Baltimore crabs, they're in that contest, as well as just up the road in Aberdeen, Maryland, Ripken Field for best minor league ballpark is still available to be voted on.
So tell us how we can vote on these.
So if you go to 10best.com, at the top of the page, you'll see Reader's Choice Awards. Click there, you'll see the categories. You can peruse the various nominees, read a little bit about each of them, and vote for your favorite.
And every week it's a different category, right?
Every week we launch a new category. You can vote for 4 weeks, and then at the end of the 4 weeks, we announce the winners from that contest.
Well, sounds like a whole lot of fun to do at a Baltimore summer. Travis, thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Travis Seward, Vice President of Content for USA Today's 10best.com. Go on there and vote for the local categories. Travis, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.